Hello everyone, my name is Eric Bowe and welcome to the Primal Shopper Podcast. This podcast is for marketers, entrepreneurs, and academics interested in understanding why we shop the way we do. My goal is to focus on the primal motivations driving our behaviors and how to apply the learnings to improve your marketing. Don't worry about taking notes. I'll include any links in the show notes. So let's get on with this episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Prime Day. Let me start off by first saying if you're looking for deals or inside tips on how to shop Prime Day on Amazon, this is not the podcast for you. What I plan on talking about today is really the whys behind Prime Day, what motivates shoppers, and just as importantly, what does not. I'm going to talk about a few stats just to set the stage for the discussion. And I'm going to talk about five primal whys on why people shop this day and who is really motivated to take advantage of the deals. Finally, I'd want to take a look at really what the future of Prime Day is, how will it grow, and a little bit of perspective on what I believe is behind Amazon's motivation. So with that said, let's get on with the episode. Well, it's Prime Day, and honestly, you don't really have to be paying attention to know that. Amazon's been running a lot of commercials, and a lot of the competition has been sort of counter-promoting to get their slice of the Amazon Prime Day pie. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. A few stats, though, just to talk about Prime Day. First of all, it began in 2015, so this really puts it on its fifth year. At that time, it was Amazon's 20th birthday, and it pretty much has grown every year since then. Currently, Amazon has about 100 million subscribers. Quick math tells you that's about 40% of adults. And the stated goal of Amazon Prime Day is really to keep that growing. And we're going to talk about that towards the end of the podcast on how far can they really can grow their subscriber base. If you look at last year's Prime Day, about 100 million products were sold during the event. That's right, 100 million products. And in a study done by Business Insider with their readership, about 53% of respondents spent over $100 and 34% spent over $200. Now, this is representative of Business Insider's readership, so it was not really extrapolated out to all Prime members. Looking forward to this year, a study done by Profitero found that 76% of U.S. Prime members are planning to shop the event. This is up from 63% this year. So a lot of fanfare around it. Amazon did a live concert with Taylor Swift. They're adding new elements this year. For example, they are partnering with Twitch, which is an online gaming site, to really getting into the gaming universe. Plus partnering with certain celebrities, including the Artist Sports Crew with Kobe Bryant, James Harden, and Sage Erickson. Will and Jaden Smith, their Just Water product. Also, their celebrities like Zach Brown, Christmas Bell, Hilary Duff, just to name a few. So a lot of fanfare around this, and it does create a lot of buzz as it does in past year, and it seems to grow every year. And the competition is noticing. Several competitors are out there already promoting their version of Prime Day or trying to take advantage of the halo that Amazon's providing. For example, Target is running deal days on Monday and Tuesday, same as Amazon. They are offering 40% off furniture, 30% off some small appliances and cookware, and other deals on toys, sporting goods, and bedding. And last year, they were known for really getting their fair share of the small appliances during Prime Day of 2018. Walmart and Google have also partnered up, and they started a while ago. This is a pre-Prime Day. The idea here is to promote the Nest product, really to talk about how to grow share of home with smart devices. Even created a Google Week. And the Google Week began roughly about a week ago and ends on July 16th. A couple other competitors out there, Kohl's, is having flash sales almost on a daily basis, but is offering an extra 25% off on summer clothing leading up to Prime Day. And eBay is doing a marketplace crash sale starting July 15th with deals up to 50% off and everything gets free shipping. Which I would hope so, given you get free shipping with Amazon Prime to begin with. So, you know, that's sort of a table stakes at this point. So that gives you a little bit of the landscape out there for Prime Day. So now what I want to do is jump into the meat of the podcast and really talk about five primal whys behind Prime Day. Let's start with who doesn't want a great deal? Think about it. The offer here is of a deal, and it perks a deal seeker's interest. Their antennas go up. In an Omnibus Buddy for Primal Shopper, initially done probably about 6-7 years ago, we just asked a general question of, you know, do you consider yourself a deal seeker? And 83% of people declared themselves a deal seeker. Now think about this. What's wrong with the other 17%? Why wouldn't you want a deal? The problem with asking a general question of, are you a deal seeker or would you like a deal, is because it doesn't have any context. There is no product that, you know, you're talking about here. There's no dollar amount. So a lot of people say, yeah, I want a deal, and who doesn't? But the reality is, can you even get a deal? Can you get a deal on an iPhone? Can you get a deal on a Weber grill? Can you get a deal on high-end fashion? You hope so. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. When you look at Prime Day, the interesting part, it's the promise of a deal without the context of a product. And really looking out there, what does it mean? What can people really get a great deal on that they need at this point? And I turned to one of my favorite people online, the Crazy Coupon Lady, and she offers a 15 Prime Day tips, and I included the link in the show notes. Here's several of the tips she offers. One of the things she does stress is that if you're interested in a television, there are great deals on television. Now I'm going to read what she wrote here. Expect Amazon to beat competitors on TVs like they have done for years now. Buying your TV on Amazon Prime is one of the most legit Amazon Prime Day shopping tips. Last year, Amazon offered a Sony 55-inch 4K Ultra HD smart TV for only $478. The regular price is $800. That's a savings of 40%. So if you're looking for television deals, they are out there. Obviously, their Amazon products have been discounted for a while, but I think there's some subtext going on here. But if you want an Echo Dot or a Fire tablet, those seem to be the highest, or they seem to be the most popular items out there. Also, Crazy Coupon Lady writes, check the competition. Check Target, Old Navy, Kohl's. For example, last year, Kohl's offered a triple coupon savings stack up to 70%. This is why in the preamble of this, I did stress on many of the competitors are in it, because it's taking advantage of the excitement around getting a deal and making sure they get their fair share. Finally, and I love this one, check the deal. Because Amazon in general is not known for deals. And this is me talking, not Crazy Coupon Lady. They say they have a deal, but there is a site you can go to called Camel, Camel, Camel. I'll include that in the show notes. And you can check the prices on an Amazon product to look at how it changes by day. And just as importantly, does a third party offer that product for a better price? Now, if you're truly a deal seeker, you're not just going to Amazon and going, oh my God, this is a great deal. The deal seeker has done their homework. The deal seeker is looking around. The deal seeker already probably knows about Camel, Camel, Camel.com and has checked out prices. So when they see a product or see a deal, they're able to tell if it's a great deal or not. And if it is, they pick it up. If not, they move on. The second Prime Day why I'd like to talk about is the primal shopper typologies, specifically the deal seeker typologies, because Prime Days are all about deals. So how are people reacting to them? And as I go through these, think about yourself. Think about, do you fall into one of these typologies as you look into Prime Day? Here's a quick hint. If you don't feel some excitement to shop on Prime Day, you probably aren't an avid deal seeker, because deal seekers get that little bit of adrenaline rush, the dopamine rush, when they think about a pending deal or what could happen. So let's go through all four of them. We have Bargainista, Deal Surgeon, Fanatical Finder, and Brand Tracker. Let's start with Bargainista. Bargainista, which is Free Agent Deal Seeker Journey, they're excited to shop. They can't resist this. They love it when things are on sale and they can just browse and look. They're big into exploration. They're more likely to buy something on impulse than really plan ahead. I'm not saying they don't plan ahead, but typically they're looking for just the excitement of the day. Counter that a little bit with Deal Surgeon, which is Free Agent Deal Seeker Mission. Keyword here is mission. They find the deal they're looking for and they pounce on it. The difference between the two is these people, the Deal Surgeon, probably did their homework. They probably went ahead and they know specifically what type of deals they want on Amazon. Now, counter that with the other two Deal Seeker typologies, which are Brand Citizens, Fanatical Finders and Brand Trackers. Fanatical Finders they're journey shoppers, meaning that they know the brands they want and they're going to look at Prime Day specifically for those brands. Now, the brand may be a TV brand. The brand may be a gaming brand. For example, it may be something through Twitch. In my case, I was looking for several home improvement tools or yard tools. For example, I need a new weed whacker. And I'm specifically looking for a Black & Decker or something like that that is battery powered. Well, this morning I went on there, I looked, and there was nothing. And so I probably will not participate in Prime Day because as a fanatical finder, as somebody who is looking for something specific, I didn't find it, so I moved on. Compare that also then with Brand Tracker. Like a deal surgeon, these people are on a mission. So what they're going to do is find the specific brand they want and sort of think about what I just told you with Black & Decker. And if they find it, they're going to pounce on it, similar to the deal surgeon. But they're not going to spend a lot of time really looking on Prime Day to say, hey, what's going on? Where a fanatical finder, let's say they're interested in electronics, may look at smart home, they may look at televisions to figure out, well, is there something out there that is close or like the brands I like, and then I will buy it, even though when they went into Prime Day, they may not have had an intent to buy it. So that's sort of walking through the different deal typologies and how they may react to Prime Day. And I don't know if you see yourself in any one of these, but think about that as you look at these. The third Prime Day why is me buying, not we buying. And this is interesting because I still remember writing a blog back in 2015 when Amazon Prime was first announced. And they really amped up. It's Black Friday in the middle of the summer. These are deals you can't miss. I thought about it for a while. And what bothered me a little bit is there's a big difference between Black Friday and midsummer. And that is me buying versus we buying. Think about Black Friday, and that is right before the holidays, and many people out there who, you know, give gifts for the holiday are doing what we call, or what I call, we buying, meaning they're buying for others. So your typologies take on a whole different term, and I talked about this in, I think, the second episode, which is your holiday shopping typologies, because you actually operate a little different when you're buying for others. Now, in the summer, it's me buying. And what I mean by me buying is you're buying for yourself or your family. And you really focus on stuff that is more your normal typologies because you're buying for yourself. You're not buying for others. If I look at the we buying versus the me buying, there's something in the subtext that gets us to the fourth Prime Day why. And these are related, the third why and the fourth why, and that is pent-up demand. Historically, look at what Black Friday stood for. In a way, it was a kickoff for many people in a race to buy the gifts for those for the holidays, specifically Christmas for many people. If you look at the pent-up demand, that's why Black Friday worked, because everybody had to go out, get stuff, and get it as quickly as possible. And there's a lot of, like I talked about earlier, a lot of anxiety, a lot of different typology shiftings because of the we buying versus the me buying. Take a step back. Let's talk about summer. Is there any pent-up demand in summer? Typically, no, unless you're buying for, you know, some of the we buying that may occur is birthdays, graduations, or weddings that occur during the summer. Now, there is one that Amazon's starting to tap into, and that is back to school. Back to school starts different times in different states, but typically it's July and August for most of us. About 40% of households have children under 18 years old. They're not all school ages, obviously, but just gives you a number. And $82.8 billion was spent on K-12 and college students last year. That's a lot of pent-up demand. That's a lot of money. Not as much as you have for the holiday season, but nonetheless, that is a pent-up demand. What's really interesting is Amazon now has evolved to going, this is something we can probably make as a part of Prime Day. And in 2019, they're focused on this. And if you go through the Prime Day splash page, you'll see two things. Save 30% on college or 30% on school essentials. So in the school essentials, went through and looked at these. You have, you know, basically pens, paper, stuff like that, markers. You got backpacks and fashion and laptops and tech. And so they are seeing that possibly this pent-up demand they can draw into Prime Day, because Prime Day is in a nice position at the beginning or near beginning for most people of the back to school shopping. So if they can make these deals bigger and really get it out there in the deal seeker universe, Prime Day takes on a whole different meaning for those parents out there who want to minimize the cost of buying back to school products, which my wife and I would fall into that category. It's a pain in the butt to go out and buy all this stuff, but you have to do it. So the more Amazon Prime Day can actually fall into this deal-saving mindset of this parent, the more I think it's going to take on a different meaning for many of us, in that I'm going to start my school season, school back to school shopping on Prime Day, no different than I start my holiday season on Black Friday. So let's talk about the fifth why. And the fifth Prime Day why is an interesting question. For how many shoppers has Prime Day turned into an annual ritual? Ask yourself this. Have you changed your shopping habits based on Prime Day? And really, you look at two distinct mindsets when you think about this. There's a ritual mindset and a curious mindset. The ritual mindset says something like, I will delay purchases until Prime Day to see if it's the best deal. They'll do pre-work to understand, the deal seeker mentality is to go out there and figure out what is the deals out there for the specific products you're looking at. It's sort of like I talked about with that weed whipper or weed whacker. I looked out and saw what the prices were. So if they did put that product on sale, I could tell immediately whether it was a deal or not. And think about the back to school shopper here. That could turn into a ritual where people understand what a deal is or not. And by the way, there's a lot of tech or smart home products available, and that's going to grow. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a second, because that's an interesting insight there. But between Google Week with Google and Walmart, and all of the Amazon products that are a deal, I mean, up to, if not 50% off, some of the Echo products and stuff like that, people may delay those purchases if they know on a regular basis, why am I going to buy it now when I know on Prime Day, I'm going to get a far better deal. That is a sign of a ritual. The other one's a curious mindset. It's sort of like, oh, wow, Prime Day's here again. I'll see what they have, but I'm not really looking for anything. And this is sort of a little bit more into the curiosity of what is out there. But the person isn't really changing their habits. They're not really changing the routine of how they purchase things. They're just going, oh, let's just see what's out there. If it's something cool or something that's a good deal, I'll buy it. If not, don't care. In other words, this curious mindset is only intrigued by the promotion around the event. And if the promotion went away, they probably wouldn't even think about it twice because they didn't see the ads. They didn't hear the hoopla in the press. So to them, not so much. So think about yourself. Is Prime Day become a ritual for you, or is just more of a curiosity thing that you're going through today and looking at? Anyway, those are the five whys. What I would like to do now is switch gears and just some final primal thoughts about this. The first one is, I'm really interested in this, what I'll call a smart device war. I talked about Google Week up front, where Walmart and Google are offering significant discounts on Google Home products, and obviously Amazon is taking their brand and products and reducing it. But let's talk about one in particular, and it's the smart speaker. The smart speaker is like the front door of the smart home. It's Alexa, obviously, for Amazon. I think this war is just beginning. What I mean by that is, if you look at current ownership, about 25% of U.S. adults own a smart speaker, and that's up about 40% from last year. And if you look at market share for those who own a smart speaker, Amazon Echo represents 61% of the market. Google is about 24%. And they rose about 5.5% too. So they're actually gaining market share over the past year. This I find very interesting because I do believe a smart speaker is the gateway to a lot of devices people would be adding to their home in the near future. Some products that are available out there work with both with Amazon or Echo and Google Home. Some don't. But that is a reference point for a lot of people as they look to add products, smart home products. And smart home products are going to grow significantly in the upcoming years. By owning that market share, they also own the gateway to these devices, as I said prior. So it's very interesting watching Amazon and Google fight this off. So the question is for Amazon, are there mass discounts on their smart home products really a loss leader to get penetration in household? Now, the other thing, which gets to another thought I have on here, are these smart devices also a way to maintain subscriber base? And they upped their price to $119 this year. We are an Amazon household. We pay the Prime dues, but we also have streaming services. We use Amazon Music. Obviously, we use a two-day shipping. Now, the interesting thing is that where will the subscribers go for Amazon going further? Meaning, what is the growth curve? Now, the primary reason given from day one for Prime Day was get more members. And if you look at it, they're up around 40% of households. So I went out and looked, and eMarketer did an interesting forecast on Amazon Prime households. And they predict that by 2021, they're going to be at roughly 57% of households. And that's a significant increase where they're at. Now, the insight they have in here I like. I'm going to read specifically what they wrote. New membership is driven by the company's continuous expansion of Amazon product categories like groceries, apparel, and pantry, as well as new options for media consumption like books and video games. And that's from Martin Utreris of eMarketer's Vice President of Forecasting. It's really a good point because it's not going to be just about one-day shipping or two-day shipping. They're trying to get it down to one because everybody's starting to offer that. It's becoming table stakes in e-retail. It's going to be the added services. It's going to be, how do I get a bigger share of household? That's where the smart home to me becomes very interesting, to evolve from just a shipping to more of a full service household type of operation. But here's the interesting thing. I find it very fascinating you have Walmart and Amazon fighting it out. Now, most deal seekers will tell you Amazon isn't always the best deal out there. And that's why I go to CamelCamelCamel.com. This fight is brewing on the growth curve based on what Walmart and Amazon are doing. Let's talk about each one of them individually for a second. Amazon has established itself as about convenience, and they're trying to get into the deal game. They are about two-day shipping. They built their brand on two-day shipping. Now they're trying to get into the deal game, and Prime Day really is the thrust to do that. Juxtapose that with what Walmart's trying to do. Walmart has always been about the deal. They're trying to get into the convenience game. They're offering free shipping. And both of them are just like taking brand body blows to try to figure out who's going to be the king of the mountain here. But arguably, if you took a step back, they have different types of shoppers. Walmart's known more for their deal seeking. And I'm not saying people just go to Walmart. Walmart is usually part of a deal seeker's rotation. They'll do Walmart for some things. They may do Aldi for other things. They go to TJ Maxx. These people will spend time to save money. It is about getting the best deal, and they're not afraid to spend the time. Juxtapose that with Amazon. Amazon's growth has been about convenience. They really own the non-deal seeking typologies in Primal Shopper. For example, shopping minimalist is somebody who is just, you know, they're free agent, they're price blind, their mission. They want to get in and get out. This is great for Prime Pantry. This is great for two-day shipping. And basically, if you could schedule stuff, the shopping minimalist would love it on like auto ship because they don't want to have to think about it. They do not enjoy it. Also, another one that for Amazon that would be interesting to explore is the solution shopper. Because a solution shopper is really operating at a higher level. They are a free agent. They are price point. They are journey. They're trying to solve something. Whenever I present Primal Shopper, the example I use is home improvement. Because when you're redoing your kitchen, for example, you usually don't go into it with specific brands. You're open to brands, but you have a dream of what your kitchen could look like. So go back to the smart home. A lot of people, as they get into smart home, they're not going to be tied to brands. They're new to smart homes. So there's a great opportunity for Amazon or another brand to really own the smart home by offering up the solution, not getting bogged down into specific devices. To date, Amazon has not done this. Amazon is really focused on the gateway, which is fine, of specific products as opposed to here's a total solution or here's what it could be based on the desire of the homeowner. So if you're building one device at a time, it still gets a little bit of that deal seeker. But if you offer a total solution, people get more into a price blind state. So how does Prime Day really help Amazon? They're still trying to get more subscribers. I get it. But is the deal seeking the way to go about it? Is Prime Day the one way to do it? Because it isn't, in many respects, their typical shopper. And think about it. You've got two things going on here. And like I said prior, it's the free day, 2 day or 1 day shipping. And you're trying to appeal to deal seekers. Well, deal seekers really don't care. They're willing to spend time to save money. They're willing to go into stores. So you're trying to attract the deal seeker to increase membership. So you really got to question how much Prime Day is really going to add to their growth on a ongoing basis, because there's that conflict, as I said. Now, there's other tactics they can do. I do like this idea of owning the household, which they're trying to do anyway. As an Amazon Prime subscriber, they're always talking about, have you used the video? Are you using music? And they're trying to get you to use more and more, so you're not just looking at that $119 a year just as saving on shipping. You're looking at it as content coming into your household. And I think the more Amazon continues to focus on increasing the share of household, the more they're going to grow over time. From a subscriber base, I don't know how much more they're really going to get than they already have. Is eMarketer right? Are they going to get the 57%? I don't know. It seems a little lofty to me when I look at the way people shop. I could see them maybe getting to 50%. But it all has to do with what is the competition doing? For example, what is Google Home doing? Because you're looking at a 25% penetration of smart home speakers right now. How does that evolve? How does that change? And again, I'm not going to get into it, but think about back in the day how the browser wars occurred and how Google eventually came out on top. So it'll be interesting to watch in upcoming years how Prime Day continues to evolve and the different battles over the home between Google Home and Amazon Alexa or Echo, between Walmart and Amazon for this convenience / deal seeker. It's really interesting how they're going away from their strengths. And the question is, how much market share can they do once they depart from their core shoppers? So that pretty much wraps up this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy Prime Day. First of all, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, I encourage you to subscribe to future episodes on PrimalShopper.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast service like iTunes, Anchor, or Google. Also, if you're looking to apply Primal Shopper to your marketing, feel free to contact me on LinkedIn, and I would be happy to answer any questions you have about Primal Shopper. And if you haven't already, pick a copy of Primal Shopper on Amazon. It's now available on Kindle, so it's a good read. If you enjoy the podcast, I guarantee you'll love the book. Well, that's it for now. Until next time, this is Eric Bowe on the Primal Shopper Podcast.